Good morning. It is Happy Friday, January 22nd. Where did the month go? It's the 22nd already. Well, they say time flies when you're having fun, and the fun we're having today is the weekly news wrap-up. My friend Kelvin Fagan is here from Cambridge University in England because of the virtue of Blab. Thank you. A shout-out to Blab for giving us the recording capabilities they provide. Couldn't do it without them. So Monday of this week, the topic on Martin Luther King Day was that one of the UK's first social networks, Friends United, is going to go away. And Kelvin can tell us more about that because he got the email that, you know, said, see ya, right?
Yeah, basically, they sort of explained the situation that numbers were falling and other media outlets were available, and they felt that they couldn't continue, and they would be emailing everybody further, giving advice how to retrieve any photographs they may have uploaded to the site.
Right.
And so it could be the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then after that, Friends Reunited will be no more.
Yep. That's unfortunate. Monday, of course, is Blog World Day. We talked about the Taboola blog. blog.taboola.com. I'll have all the show notes, all the links we talked about today on Friday. They're all available at thekirkreport.podbean.com. So if you go to the day of the week, like today, for instance, we're talking about the 18th, you go to the podcast for the 18th, and bazinga, there's the links. So it's already done. I won't have to retype them, and I'll just give you that reference to go to the Kirk Report. A shout out for Edinburgh Dusters. Thank you again for the graphics for the show, for telling us about Podbean for the show. Couldn't do it without you. It's a good effort. So let's see, I talked about Blab, Edinburgh Dusters, Friends Reunited. The two links that we shared last Monday, a couple of WordPress links. One is for the support forum, wordpress.org, WAC support. Go into there and ask your question. And the other one was for wordpress.org, WAC plugins. And when I say WAC, I mean the slanted line of the top leaning to the right. Forward slant, top leaning to the right is WAC called my mouth. Bad training I got. When was that? Back in 2009, I was imprinted with that word. Anyway, the WordPress plugin directory, they've got over 40,000 plugins, and there's been over a billion with a B downloads from that resource. Tips for SEO on Tuesday, we just gave out some links. One of the things I've kind of adopted, I guess, as a school of thought is don't try to do it all yourself. If you have an electrical problem, you call an electrician, right? So if you have an SEO challenge, you call an SEO guy. And some of the good people to call, the Moz blog, moz.com, WAC blog is a good one. Another one is looking at an article about search engine optimization and social advertising on a budget. That good article was written by Ryan Crockett just back on the 14th. And give that one a look. Now, if you're looking for a job in SEO, unlike the many years you've been a carpenter, that gives you skills that you'd never lose. But if you go to them and say, well, I've been an SEO expert for 15 years. Well, the things you did 15 years ago aren't done anymore. So it's kind of a so what. So if you say, well, I've just recently completed 12 months of working for Bruce Clay, maybe, or some other SEO guru, that would carry a lot more weight. So there's 7 tips for landing an SEO job. That was one of the links we shared. There's link building, how to build links for your website in 2016, and link building is still important. And we also, that day, we talked about Manycam, and there's a link into Manycam software to download that. You can get the free version. In fact, a lady was playing with it just this morning in Blab. She downloaded it and was giving it a go. And I probably will, too, eventually. Wednesday, we talk about the mind on Wednesday, and why. We had that category, so I said, well, we've got to have a none of the above. So Wednesday became the topic of the mind. And this past Wednesday, That's when Kelvin became famous, because he's the guy that told me about YouTube cards. YouTube cards, unlike annotations on your YouTube videos, is so you can put in a call to action in your video that works in mobile. Okay. The biggest percentage of your people, or a certain percentage of them, would see the annotation on your YouTube video, click here to subscribe. They couldn't do it because they're on a tablet or a mobile phone, and that didn't support it. Well, the YouTube cards do support those devices. You will get more signups as a result of converting. So I'd encourage you to try that out. The links are in the show notes. That'll be for the 20th when we talked about YouTube cards. And so again, not to get overdone, but it's thecookreport.podbean.com, and they'll have all that stuff. How to get more reviews with YouTube cards is a good use of your time. We talked just briefly about James Clerk Maxwell. And if you're going, who's James Maxwell? You know who Newton is? You know who Einstein is? On that same list in your mind that you have all the scientists, make a notch for James Clerk Maxwell. When you go to that link, you'll see Scotland's forgotten scientist, who's on a par with anybody that's anybody. The reason we have color photography, just for one thing, is because of Mr. Maxwell. Also, on Wednesday, I did a shameless shout out, which I'll do again today. There's a SlideShare presentation that I have a link to about the Cook Report guide. You notice how every day of the week I say, well, on Monday we talk a blog roll, on Tuesday we do tactical tips for SEO. Well, it's all spelled out in a set of slides on slideshare.net. We talked real quick about iptracker.org. Some people were saying, well, how do I add people to my list if I'm pretty sure they're bad guys? iptracker.org is what I'm trying to say. Will give you that information. It tells you where they're from. If they're already on the blacklist, so you don't have to waste time with it, it's already been done. Or if they've not been added, how you go about notifying those people. Again, I did another shameless shout out that day for blab.im. This environment where you're at right now is the reason we're able to record the Cook Report every day of the week at 7 o'clock. Seattle time. There, that's good. Let's shameless plug. See how I slipped those in there? Just slip it right in there. Okay. Yesterday is B2B. And I think that 2016 is going to see, I don't know what percentage right now. I'm going to say a big percentage of people are going to put a lot more time into video production and recording of videos for their business to provide information about their goods and services than they've ever done, ever. Things like Blab, like Periscope, like Meerkat, all these things that contribute to the doability, if that's a word, of video are going to make things happen more and more. I also had on that list, and I just found out this morning, there's 10 Google Analytics tips. I put the links in there, but for some reason, operator error, I suspect, the links don't work. So what you have to do is you'll see a percent sign 20 and then a little blah, blah, blah. Take everything that's in the text that you see on the link in the show notes that are on Podbean and just use that link. So if the first link, like this one, says monitor error pages, and it ends with ZMU, that's the end of it. So anything after the U, chop off. The link will work fine. I tested it out on 3 or 4 of them this morning. And so thank you for joining us for the Friday weekly wrap-up. Thanks to Bart, my buddy in New York, who's probably getting snowed on today. Well, not so much. He's on the fifth floor. But our thoughts are with all those people suffering through the snowstorms back east. I just learned that last night, this big snowstorm that's hitting the east coast of America today, or did last night. It's considered a blizzard if the wind is over 35 miles an hour for 3 hours or more and snow's coming down at the same time. Then it's a blizzard. Who knew? So, and just to show we're live and real. Yes, that is a phone you hear ringing. Why isn't my wife picking it up? Because
that's it's the snow report.
It's probably the weatherman saying, you know that thing you said about, yeah. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Kelvin, for coming in and sharing with us about Friends United.
Anytime.
And that's the end of the show. And like I say at the end of every show, it's a wrap.